According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcohol beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery, steal backhoes, and may cause health problems.
Well, no shit.
This is Sick Puppy.
This is Father Spoon.
God bless you.
Coming to you with our first ever joint venture in a shouldidrinkthat.com beer review.
Tonight we're going to be doing a Cinco de Mayo celebration and reviewing all Mexican beers. All right, before we even start drinking the beers, I mean, this is for Cinco de Mayo. We're doing the Mexican theme thing, so we bought tequila.
Yes, very, very cheap ass tequila.
Spoon bought Jose Cuervo.
It's Jose Cuervo Especial.
And I don't know
just
about,
to be specific.
I don't know about anybody's taste, but I bought Monte Alban or Alban or Mezcal. Whatever. Either way, it's crap.
It sounds right.
Mine has the worm in it, and his doesn't. So,
of course, his has more protein than mine.
It's a meal in itself. So I think what we're going to do is we're going to start out the night with his Jose Cuervo and finish the podcast with the Monte Alban.
Sounds good to me. Oh, that's 100% agave that's with that one, too. That's not bad. With the agave worm.
What, yours does?
That's what
it
says on it.
Yeah.
That's what it says on it.
Hey, 50 milliliters of tequila with a big, fat chunk of worm on the bottom.
Is that what that thing is? I think it still has feet. It's a worm with feet.
It's alive! It's alive!
If you shake this bottle, it looks like it's still alive.
It's dancing.
Yeah, but you know what? The worm's drunk.
I think it's having a seizure.
The worm's already drunk down there because, you know, if I was stuck in a vat of tequila like this.
Oh, you know what? I'll tell you right now, I'd love to be a dead worm in the bottom of a bottle of tequila.
Then you wouldn't be doing a beer review.
That's
so you miss
true.
Out on the fun, but you'd already be tanked on the tequila. All right. Let's do this shot.
All right, we're going to do a shot. So you want to give a shout out to anybody, Spoon?
Oh, for the first shot of tequila.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sure.
Let's see. First one I want to give a shout out to, the homeboys, because we're doing shout outs. This is to my good buddy Griff.
Griff, rock on.
My boy, here's to you. I'm not going to do some weird ass toast. I'm just saying, buddy, this is to you. Many years of drinking together. Cheers, buddy.
Woo! Shit. Damn. I hate cheap tequila.
Oh, God, that's bad.
That'll make you take back shit you never stole, man.
Well, usually I'll drink Patron if I'm drinking tequila. I forgot bad Jose Cuervo is.
I'm not a tequila like expert, but the only tequila I love is the Cabo stuff, man.
Cabo's definitely some good stuff. I think I have this one with Sammy Hagar, right?
Yeah,
$20.
It's expensive as hell, but I drank probably a half a fifth of that and never had a hangover or nothing in the morning.
I feel that in my eyes. Oh my God,
that's my hair hurts. Oh, man. We got to stop whining.
Oh, man.
It's still alcohol, right?
I guess that's what this
is. I don't know about you, Spoon, but I'm going to have a cigarette after that.
Oh, man.
I don't care if it taints the flavor of my beer.
Oh, man.
It's Mexican beer. Who cares?
Well, that's why you have to clean the palate after you drink that shit.
We got a bottle of Scope here to help us out if it's, you know. Even if it is crap, we wash our mouths out and we're clean people.
So you don't have to.
All right. Damn.
So this first beer that we're doing is Dos Equis.
If we're even pronouncing that right.
Dos Equis!
Dos Equis!
Special lager.
Favorite beer of illegal immigrants.
All right,
do you want to give a little description of it there, Spoon? Or
It's a green bottle, which isn't good.
Yeah, that
sound like it's sprayed through this thing.
That taints the beer, man.
According to the bottle, it is crafted by... All right, wait, hold on. Crafted by a German brewmaster in Mexico?
What the hell?
What the hell? Yeah.
I never knew that, did you?
No, wait. Crafted by a German brewmaster in Mexico in 1897. What the hell are Germans doing in Mexico?
That's funny, man. I had no idea.
All right, wait. The brand was named to commemorate the arrival of the 20th century, Double X.
Double X. In Spanish, Dos Equis.
In this tradition, we offer Dos Equis Special Lager, a gold... No, hold on! It says it's a golden aromatic.
Well, you know what I thought was funny? It advertises as a lager, but right on the back say it's a pilsner.
Wait, hold on. You're right, it's a European-style pilsner, so why is it a lager?
I know. It's a special lager. Well, I guess that means this is the closest we could come to a pilsner.
You know what? This actually looks like a Yingling bottle, but it's not dark enough.
I was on their website earlier, and they only make two beers. Dos Equis and Dos Equis Amber. That's it.
Well, shit.
They're not real, what's the word, inventive or creative?
Wow.
That's a big duh.
What?
How's it smell, Spoon? It smells like a Molson, dude.
It does. It smells like a Molson. All right, well, let's...
That screams skunked already.
All right, let's pour this.
All right. And it looks like a normal beer. Got the amber...
It looks like a Rolling Rock.
Oh, don't say that, man. I know you're a big Rolling Rock guy, dude, but...
I used to. You know what? Looks like a Rolling Rock. It's got very little head on it. Yeah. It poured way too smooth. It's
no bubbles at all.
In yours? I've got quite a few bubbles in mine, but it's... I don't know about the carbonation of this thing.
I got nothing.
Oh, the Secchi...
How's it smell when you pour in a glass? Piss.
Yeah, it... Wow. You know, I'm very afraid of the Mexican beers that we're going to be drinking this evening.
You know, to me, the Dos Equis, at least around this area, around the Pittsburgh area... This is something that, you know, the blue-collar Budweiser-drinking guy goes to a Mexican restaurant and orders this because he thinks he's...
Cool.
International.
He's international. Look at me.
He's expanding his horizons with Dos Equis.
All right, wait, I have to take a drink of this.
Yeah, take a sip, and then I'll take a sip, and we'll see what happens. I'll get your opinion first, man. What do you think?
Oh. Oh. That's bad.
There may be a reason they put two X's on the front. That pretty much means stay away, don't drink this.
Wasn't it the way that they used to do it back in Mexico? Is they used to put X's on the balls? Was it for the
strength? Danger.
Because what I think of is like Three Amigos. No, sir. All you have is beer. And then they do the whole wah! After they try it because it's so strong. Well, this doesn't really have a strength to it.
I'm going to give this a try now. I'll give you my opinion.
What do you think?
It does have a Molson skunky flavor to it.
See,
I'll tell you what, Molson. I mean, I would rather drink this than a Molson.
Molson's got that really bitter aftertaste.
Yeah, exactly. This is Molson without the bitter aftertaste, I think.
And it's made in Mexico, not Canada.
By a Nazi.
Watch it, dude.
By a German guy.
Well, here's the big thing. It only has 4.5%, if you want to round it up, depending on your math. It's got like 4.5% alcohol in it.
Is it alcohol by volume or alcohol by weight?
Alcohol percent. I was doing some research on this stuff earlier.
It should say in the damn bottle, but...
It's not permitted by law. You don't have to put it on the bottle.
But it would be nice for us beer snobs.
Well, it's basically about 4.5%.
There is a difference between alcohol by volume and alcohol by weight.
That is true, too. Well, according to all the whole commercial descriptions and stuff, you know, they say that it's a refreshing, crisp, golden lager style imported from Mexico, but...
It's just mow my lawn beer.
Yeah. This is stuff that you want, you know,
basically.
You move into like a yuppie neighborhood and you want to seem like a beer snob, you're going to drink this stuff.
You know what, though, Spoon? I would, you know, I have a lot of friends that drink like, you know, the wife beater beers.
Oh, like PBR.
Yeah, you know, and the Budweisers and stuff. And
right.
This might be a good way to introduce them to international beers.
That is true, because then they'll think it's they're high similar. Class.
Yeah, exactly.
Look at me.
I drink Dos Equis.
I drink Dos
Sick Puppy and Spoon turned me on to this stuff.
No, please don't use this as a reference.
Yeah, Jesus please Christ. Don't.
Well, the main thing with most Mexican beers is that I've been reading online too is you're not supposed to think about the beer. That's the key problem right
what,
there.
Shut up and drink it?
Yeah, it's supposed to be like a vacational type relaxing beer. You don't drink beer just because it's cool. You drink beer because of the taste, of the aroma.
I mean,
this actually kind of has that, I don't want to say formaldehyde taste, that Rolling Rock does.
That Undertaker chemical taste.
If I put this up next to Rolling Rock, the difference would be the color, the golden tint. Because Rolling Rock's a little bit lighter, but it has the same kind of taste.
Spoon, you know how I feel about Rolling Rock. I would rather drink this than Rolling Rock.
You'd rather drink battery acid than Rolling Rock.
Yeah, you're probably right.
But you know, seriously, if you had a lot of grass to cut,
you had acres and acres of shit to cut.
I'd drink this.
Yeah. It's refreshing in the heat because you need some liquids, I guess.
Oh.
I mean, it's not horrible.
No, it's not bad.
I mean, this isn't drain worthy, is it?
No, it's. I would finish it. It's definitely drain worthy.
I wouldn't like go to a bar or a restaurant and like request this, but if somebody had it at a party, I'd drink
it. You know who would request this? If you're going to one of
Mexicans?
Besides Mexicans. No, Mexicans wouldn't even drink this. If you're going to say...
I'm surprised they even like Corona.
Thank God we did not get Corona. Yeah, you will not hear Corona tonight.
Yeah, on that note, we kind of avoided two really popular beers that are Mexican that, you know, the Budweiser type people buy because it's Cinco de Mayo celebration. We avoided Corona, Corona Light, and Tequiza.
Oh, God. Jesus.
We discussed it. And we thought, hey, it's Cinco de Mayo. We should probably try the popular ones and review them. But we kind of want to go to that angle with...
But what's the point? Because every other beer cast out there is going to be reviewing those beers.
Yeah, or, except for maybe the Beer Report. They're smarter than that, I hope.
They are. They're definitely smarter than
that. I respect them, guys.
They know better, although...
Not much, but...
out in that area, that's probably all they have.
They got good beer taste. I'll give them that. Well, except for the Canadian stuff, but this is a Mexican... review.
This is something that I would probably drink while watching like a Pirates game or any kind of like sporting event. If you're going to hang out with your family, you're at a barbecue.
Yeah, this is something I'd probably buy for my family because my family drinks nothing but like Beast Ice and Panther Piss.
I love Beast Ice. Watch it. That is my guilty pleasure.
Don't get me wrong, Spoon. I'll drink it. I love it. It's a volume beer.
The way that I see
drank
it is...
for purpose, not taste.
Yeah.
Would you forgive anybody's sins for Dos Equis?
No.
No?
No, because it's you know what, if you drink it, it's you're a dumbass. If you're if you're sucked in by the marketing from it. No, seriously, this is the person I think would drink this. That would purposely drink this.
Tell me.
Besides going to
the Budweiser guy?
Well, no, besides going to like say a Mexican Cinco de Mayo party or shit like that, because that's probably what they're gonna have. Because Dos Equis is pretty popular.
Yeah.
The person I would see drinking this would be that guy that's probably about 22, 23. He's at a club.
Just starting out?
Yeah.
On the beer trip
he's
thing?
Trying to, like, impress the chicks, saying, oh, hey, look at me. I'm drinking an exotic beer.
I'm cultured.
So, all right.
I've never left my parents' house, but I drink Dos Equis.
I looked online, and my friend told me that I should drink Dos Equis because that means I'm cultured. And
my parents gave me an allowance, so I bought Dos Equis.
All right, between the ages of 21 and 25, you're not cultured. You're looking for the cheapest way to get drunk. So the person that I see drinking that would be like a 21 to 25-year-old going down to a club and trying to be like, oh, hey, look at me. I'm cultured. Yeah. I'm drinking Dos Equis. Yeah, but you know what? Any female or any male, you know, if given the opposite position, would see that and go, dude, you have no taste in beer.
Yeah.
You're drinking piss.
I mean, even then, they probably pronounce it Dos Equis. Or some shit.
Oh, hey, good call. I never noticed that.
Dos Equis.
Can I have the double X?
Double X.
I have to admit, when I was like between...
Dude, I have to admit right now, there's a lot of beers that I've tried for years. I still can't pronounce right.
When I would see Dos Equis, I never actually knew how I could pronounce it, but I never knew how it was spelled.
It's the double X stuff.
Growing up in Erie, we don't have fancy stuff like this.
Yeah, Railbender, for God's sake.
All right, you know what? Bite my Railbender, because that will... kick all your asses. But when you see Dos Equis, it's not like a popular beer honor. They drink Budweiser. They drink Miller. They drink PBR.
All the wife beater beers.
Yeah. Because it's cheap, and that's basically what you find up there. I didn't get a taste for good beer until I moved to Pittsburgh, and I met your sorry ass, and I started hanging around with more of the guys in our department.
I'm slowly turning Spoon into a beer snob.
Which is bad, because you know what? I'm all about...
I think I ruined his taste of Yingling there for a while.
Oh, you know what?
Was that the barley wine crap you tried? Is that what did it?
Well, first it was the...
Or was it the, damn, this isn't good beer. I finally realized this crap.
Well, what happened is, I'm in a dart league in the wintertime, but every Wednesday night, I would go down, I'd play darts, and I would always order two pitchers of Yingling, because Yingling is pretty much the top beer that they have there. So I had a really strong taste for Yingling. And then, Sick Puppy took me out to real beer.
Real beer?
The following week, I went back, I had a Yingling, and I couldn't drink it.
It'll taint your taste.
All of a sudden, I said... What is this piss? This is crimson piss.
I can't realize this. Yeah. And then I expanded your horizons.
Well, that's when I realized my taste had pretty much changed with everything, too. That was pretty cool with it. I'm like, all right.
Well, you know, in your defense, most of my other friends are shocked that I'm such a beer snob because they realize that I'm such white trash that where did you find this stuff?
That does shock a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people in our area, I guess, aren't beer cultured. They drink the wife beater beers, the Budweisers, and what's Big Foamy Head call it? The football beers.
But see, that's what a lot of people are exposed to, though. They don't know any better.
Right.
That was my thing. Yeah. When I moved down here, I didn't know any better. I didn't know that there was all these microbrew beers.
All right, our next beer is Tecate, and obviously it's another Mexican beer. I've had this before, but it's been a long, long time, so I forget what the hell it tastes like. But
I've never had this, so it's definitely going to be an adventure for me.
I mean, would you have this with a lime?
You know what? I don't know.
That's the whole Mexican beer thing, is that?
Well, see, the whole thing with limes, though, is there's basically three myths behind the whole lime.
Please educate
thing.
Me, Spoon, because I don't get the whole add to a beer something else to make it taste good thing.
It's kind of like the whole Blue Moon. They had a slice of orange with it because it's supposed to make it taste better. It's wheat beer. Oh, we're going to taste it.
To me, that just disguises the real taste of the beer, doesn't it?
Well, being the intellectual inebriates that we are, there's basically three myths behind the whole, you know, lime in the beer thing. And when I was doing research on it, I was trying to figure out the whole deal with it because... really, why would you use a lime with the beer? It's kind of tart.
It doesn't make sense to me either.
So, while looking up stuff online, I realized three things. The first one is, when they were making the beers down in Mexico, it was, you know, it's mostly dirt down there.
Yeah.
So, they have a lot of dust kicking up and kicking around all the bottles and everything. So they would
say that the dust taints the taste of the beer?
Well, there's a lot of dust that's around the bottle and everything.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. So, because it's a lot of dirt. It's not like concrete. It's a lot of dirt around there. So the dust would get up on the bottle and everything. And since they already drink tequila, they have limes around. Because the first drink
they
have...
Wait, are you saying they drink tequila first to...
They usually drink to...
Disguise the flavor of the Tecate?
Possibly. But their main thing is they want to drink a lot of the... They purposely drink a lot of the tequila. Because that's pretty much the drink of all of Mexico.
Right, drink of choice.
Yeah. So they naturally have a lot of lime sitting around, you know, doing whatever. So this would help get the whole, you know, dust ring off of your bottle of beer.
Wow. Now
they don't have...
I didn't know that, man.
They don't have a system like we do now. The other reason, too, is to keep the flies away, because flies won't come around limes.
Because
it's tart. So they're not... They go towards the sweet. So if you had a lemon on it, they would be attracted to the sweetness of the sugar and everything
to
else.
To me, there's not that much difference, like, especially adding to a beer, a lemon or a lime.
But you go around the rim.
Oh.
So if you put that around
flies
there,
don't give a shit.
Yeah, flies are like, oh, hey, that's kind of tart. You know, they're going to go towards the sweetness because they're all about the sugar. And then the other thing, too, that I found out while doing all of my research, because I'm the intellectual inebriate, is that...
Beautiful.
Thank you. Is that there was no liners inside the caps when they were... bottle all their beers.
That makes sense.
So that would cause, you know, rust to go around the bottle if it's been sitting for a while.
Yeah.
So that the acid that's inside the lime would actually take the rust off of there, so they'd be able to drink it. But now Corona decided that they're going to, you know, use that as their marketing scheme, and that's how things are going. So that's pretty much the reasons why the limes are around. It's not because it makes it taste better. It's because...
Well, now that I have a scientific fact behind the whole add fruit to beer shit, I understand.
Yeah, it's... for myself, I would never put any kind of fruits or anything with my beer.
Yeah, I don't either.
I want beer for its taste.
To me, it's... Yeah, if you don't like it the way it is, why drink it?
Exactly.
Why disguise the taste of the beer in the first place?
Yeah, that's my whole point behind it is...
Of course, we're not from Mexico, so...
Maybe they don't have anything that tastes decent down there.
You know, like they're candy for kids.
Who knows? I don't know any Mexicans down there to ask them.
All right, so enough of Spoon's blathering. I'm going to try this for the first time in years. Mm.
And I'm trying it for the first time ever. Oh, you already poured yours. I didn't pour mine yet.
You've been talking too much, Spoon.
I talk a lot. I like to talk.
It's all good info. It's good. I don't know about the whole... reason behind the fruit additive.
Well, now you know. Oh, this... Oh, God. I don't like the smell of this.
It's not... You know... It's got a hoppy flavor... Or some hoppy smell to it.
It smells like pennies.
Yeah, it does. A little copper... It does have a good hoppy smell to it. It's not bad.
Wow, that's a... That's
I mean, so far, the whole reputation of, you know, Americans drinking Mexican beers... I mean... The Dos Equis, mow your lawn beer. This is pretty close to it.
Watch your grass grow.
That's what this is. What you watch your grass grow with, and then you mow with Dos Equis. It does have a hoppier flavor to it.
Yeah. I'm not too crazy about this.
No? Why? Because of the bitterness of the hops? Well, or?
It depends. I guess it depends on the situation that we're
drinking. None of these so far has a good smell to it. There's no aroma to these friggin' beers.
Well, the other main thing, too, with most Mexican beers, they're made with corn.
Yeah, it's because all they can grow down there is corn.
Yeah, and that's the main thing with Mexican beer is a lot of them down there, they make it with corn instead of the wheat and everything.
So this is a cornhole beer?
Excuse me, can I have some of your cornhole beer?
It's not horrible.
Well, the other thing too with a lot of Mexican beer is they didn't start to use distilling any of their beer until the Spanish came over.
Right, yeah.
Because it seems like everyone in the fucking world came over and tried to invade Mexico. But yeah, alright, so we already know about the Germans, and the Spanish came over, but the Spanish were the first ones to know about...
I was kind of surprised about the whole German thing. Yeah, that kind of freaked me out. I'm going to have to do some more research on that.
That screwed me up, but...
That's a beer fact.
But when the Spanish came over, though, they knew how to distill beer.
Yeah.
And actually, what the Mexicans used to do before the Spanish came over is they would take all of the beer, they would take their corn and everything and make liquid, and they would bury it underground hot, and they would have it in like clay jars and shit like that.
Yeah.
And then they bring it up, and then you'd have your beer. Well, then the Spanish came over and they introduced the whole, you know, distilling thing.
Fermentation process.
Yeah. And that's basically what started to make Mexican beer. And most people are, you know, if you go on your honeymoon or you go on vacation and you're down in Mexico, that's all they have down there. So, you know,
right.
If you smell it, you're like, oh, this reminds me of so-and-so. You know, mm-hmm. I was down in Cancun or whatever.
Right.
And I'm guilty of this when we had our honeymoon in St. Lucia.
Oh, that's right, you did.
Because the big beer down there was Pintol. Not Pinton, as a Yinzer would say, but Pintol.
Well, there's one beer we couldn't get tonight. I really wanted to try. So a friend of mine had said it was just piss. It's Sol.
S-O-L. Oh, I've heard about that.
I mean, I've read good reviews on it online, but my boy that tried it directly said it was just nasty.
Well, I'm sure that it's probably tough for a lot of people to get a hold of some of these Mexican beers because if you buy it in bulk, distributors aren't going to have it.
Yeah, I mean, if anybody out there's ever tried Sol, you know, email us. I want to hear about it. It's sickpuppy@shouldidrinkthat.com or Spoon.
Father Spoon.
Excuse me.
Otherwise, the email will bounce.
Yes.
Actually, send it to Webmaster.
Webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com. And let us know about the Sol. If you ever had it, I want to hear about it because I'd love to try it, but we just can't get it around here right now. The Tecate's pretty similar to the Dos Equis, I think. No smell. No... Not a good head on the beer.
Well, to me, it seems
it's still
to have,
Von Lohr beer.
It seems to have more of a copper taste to it.
Yeah.
To me. Yeah. It could just be me. We definitely have two different tastes in beers. We have similar tastes in beers.
Yeah, but...
But also...
To each his own, right?
Sick Puppy definitely has more experience with the craft beers than I do.
I don't know, Spoon. I mean, I think the Tecate is... Well, actually, one little step up from the Dos Equis.
I would take Tecate over...
Yeah, I would too. It's got a little hoppier flavor, which I like. But it's the same color, same style. I don't know.
Yeah, it's the head on it was pretty much similar. Which is what I'm expecting out of most of these.
If you're looking at a beer for, you know, head and color, and it's pretty bland.
Well, like I said, most of these are probably made out of corn and everything, so it's, I'm not expecting too much difference between the.
Nothing screams beers. Out at me for the last two beers we've had.
But the ones that we have coming up, though, are more of a darker lager.
Yeah, well, the ones... I'm kind of looking forward to the ones coming up next because I've never had them before. And
these are all new to me, so it's definitely up for...
So these will be the interesting ones. And, you know, they say save the best for last. Well, so far, the Dos Equis and the Tecate are
pretty much similar.
Yeah, they're similar.
Tecate has a little bit of a better taste, more flavor to the taste.
Yeah, I would probably take the Tecate over the... Did I say that? Tecate.
Tecate.
Is that sexy in Spanish?
Tecate.
Tecate.
Actually, that makes me wonder what
we
that
should
means.
Be watching Mexican soaps right now or some shit.
That makes me wonder what that means in Spanish. Hold on, I have to check out...
Spoon's going to Google Tecate. Do Babelfish.
That's what I'm on right now.
Babelfish, baby.
Tecate.
I don't know if anybody out there knows what the hell Tecate means. It's probably Mexican for shit. I don't know.
Tecate, from Spanish to Ingles, means Tecate.
What?
That's what it means.
Tecate means Tecate?
Did I do that right? Yeah, Spanish to English.
Tecate. What is it? Tecate.
All right, wait. I gotta find it.
I failed Spanish in high school. I don't know.
Tecate. Tecate, in English, tecate, means...
It sounds sexy.
It means tecate.
If there's any Spanish students out there, what the hell does tecate mean in English? We have no idea. Google can't even figure it out.
No, it's Alta Vista's Babelfish. So wait.
Look it up on Wikipedia.
H-E... Fact. Oh, it means fact in Mexico.
Fact?
Fact.
That doesn't really tell me much. It's a fact that this is crap. It's a fact that you can mow your lawn. Oh, shit.
Are you ready for this?
Well, this is the official Wikipedia definition of Tecate.
Wikipedia.org/wiki/Tecate.
Tecate. Say, I might start drinking Tecate just to like say that to a chick.
But you know what you say?
What are you drinking?
Tecate. Oh, you know what you should do? If you say Tecate, you should go, Tecate, chica-chica. Dude, that would be balls.
Tecate,
okay,
chica-chica.
So, Tecate is a small city in the Mexican state.
Oh, it's a city?
Yes, in, Mexican state of Baja, California.
Mexican state of mind.
Located at something north, something west, on the border with the United States. There is a border crossing which is much quieter than nearby Tijuana or Mexicali, making it more accurate representation of small-town Mexican culture.
I'm still confused.
Than most border towns, it is best known outside of its region as the original Tecate beer.
Oh.
It serves as...
Still doesn't tell me what the hell Tecate means.
I'm getting to it.
Move on, my friends.
It serves as the administrative centre, or centre...
Centre.
Or center. This Mexico location article is a stub. You can help Wikipedia by expanding it.
You. So if you know anything else, please let us know. You don't know what the fuck Tecate means
Mexican
either.
It's Mexican for dollar draft beer.
It's Mexican for 50-cent draft night.
Yeah, you know what? It's not 25 cents. It's 50-cent beer.
I don't know.
Would that be a peso?
Spoon. You know, we say if the beer sucks, we'll chug it. I say, we're kind of bored with this, and let's just drink it. And
all right, let's chug this.
All right.
Oh,
That's got a really hoppy aftertaste. That's what I like about it, though. I think that's what screams out at me. It's the hoppy taste.
Yeah, isn't that bad.
I like it.
That's why it's a little bit better than Dos Equis. Dos Equis is more like...
bland.
I'm pissing into a bottle.
It's Mexican urine.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, the Tecate is better than the Dos Equis, I think.
So the next beer that we have on the table for this evening is a... Now, pardon my Spanish. A Carta Blanca. C-A-R-T-A. New word. B-L-A-N-C-A.
What brewery is that from?
This is a pale ale lager brewed by the FEMSA. Once again, pardon my pronunciation. Basically, it's made out of, I think it's like the Monterrey, Mexico area, general area. I'm not very familiar with Mexico, so I don't know if there's like little provinces or states or, you know, subsidiaries all around the whole general area. This does have about 6% alcohol, so
we're stepping up, dude.
Yeah, we are definitely stepping up with the beers that we have.
Stepping up.
Last one I think was about 4.5%. So
this is I want to get drunk and mow my lawn beer
with somebody else's mower.
Yeah, the neighbor's mower. Because I haven't tried it yet, so I can't bash
now,
it.
Now, see, here's the surprising thing is, reading the label, this is actually
bottled. I can't read the label. I'm drunk.
Well, see, here's the thing. It's actually bottled by Mexico.
Imported, too? Yeah, it is.
Yeah, check that out. Very
what the hell is that first couple words are before S-A on the label? What the hell is that?
To all of our Spanish listeners, all one of you, I can't fucking pronounce this label.
To our budding Spanish language students, good luck with that. There's way too many consonants in this.
There is. There's enough vowels. So, all right. Well, let's pour this in.
It sounds like a hawker.
Oh my god, look how light that
that's
is!
That's light, I just gotta say that, man.
This is supposed to be a lager? That's lighter than the. Oh my god, than the Dos Equis.
Dude, it's piss yellow. I hate to use the word piss because that, you know, usually constitutes a bad beer, but.
Here's the thing though, it has
light.
A certification that's on the front label.
Really?
Yeah, it's like.
Where? A small print,
I can't remember. It's Calidad Prima something.
Product of Mexico. Where the hell are you reading that?
It means Calidad Premier Certification, basically, is what I'm getting at.
Oh, the little Mexican.
No, he's not even right. He looks like a Roman warrior.
He's got that Aztec thing going on.
Ooh, Aztec thing.
Hey, see, I know my Mexican history.
Which would explain why he has a lot of gold around him. Was that the Incas?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah,
they're all dead, so who cares?
So you think.
Maybe they became extinct because they were selling this shit.
Oh, we're about to find out
that. Yeah. I haven't tried this yet, so I don't want to bash it.
It has a gold tint to it, which is...
Very gold tint.
And
I'm kind of surprised at pouring that.
Well, you know, once again, I think it's poured because of the fact that they use corn for a lot of these. Which is why it would definitely explain why there's like a nice gold color
to it. Yeah,
but
you know what lets me know? There's no bubbles, no head to it.
Yeah,
it's still kind of a flat-looking beer.
It is. It looks like there might be something growing.
I just hope this ain't another wife beater mow your lawn beer.
All right. Well,
cheers
buddy.
Man. Cinco de friggin' Mayo, I guess. That smells like that smells like. I didn't try it yet. I watched you drink it and smelled it. Like, it's got to be bad.
Oh my god.
Is that panther piss?
It doesn't rank. Oh. This sucks.
I thought this was going to be a step up, dude. What the hell? And in all fairness, I've been laughing so damn hard, I haven't even drank this yet, but here it goes.
This is Molson. This is fucking Molson.
It's Canadian Mexican.
Oh, they skipped over the United States and just went
See, I'm kind of worried because I have to drink a Brahma after all this crap. I don't know.
Oh, that's even fun. Yours has been aged for 7 years.
I hate to go off on a tangent again, but the Brahma beer is not Mexican.
Of course,
it's very, very south of the border.
No, the Brahma beer is all because of the whole voting thing that we had on shouldidrinkthat.com.
You should have voted more, you sons of bitches.
Because it was either drink it chilled or shut up your skirt and slam it.
Oh, so, God, that's bad.
Yes.
Anyway, go ahead.
That's bad beer.
Talk while I gag.
All right, so, dude, you know what the rule is.
Carta Blancas. Oh, that's right.
Even if it's crap, we drink
it. So you don't have to. What's our other rule?
The other rule now is, even if it sucks, we will slam it.
Yeah, you got to blame Sick Puppy for that one. That was my idea. All right. I think it started with an earlier pod video cast that I had about a barley wine. Yes. I told Spoon I'd chug a beer if it was bad, so I think that's going to be our mantra from now on.
Absolutely, because this is...
Because I know you other skirts on the podcast won't do this.
This is disgusting.
This is bad.
Oh, man, so you know what?
This is Panther piss.
I'll tell you what. Since I absolutely hate this beer...
It's gone down, huh?
I say we slam it right now. All right.
A little clinkage.
For those of you on the website, or that will be going to our Moblog, which will be shouldidrinkthat.textamerica.com.
Yeah.
We have to pimp that stuff right now. I am taking a picture of how much
Carta Blanca. Does that mean panther piss in Spanish? I tell you what, I wouldn't cross the border to get this shit.
Mexican or Canadian?
Legal or illegal? It's Carta Blanca shit.
Well, they probably have this stuff up in Canada, so it's a super special export.
The whole immigration issue, I think the reason they're crossing the border is because they got crap beer.
Yeah, they want to have some of the good shit that we brew out here in Pennsylvania. Man,
this is piss, but you know what this comes to, Spoon?
We got to slam it.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Thanks to Sick Puppy.
All right, so here's the deal. If there's a beer that both of us agree that is, it's basically Panther Piss, which Panther Piss is the worst beer that we're going to rate.
Panther Piss originated from my old homebrewing days. That's what I labeled my beer because everybody, all my friends hated my homebrew. I'm the only one that appreciated good beer, so one of my friends called it Panther Piss, and it stuck.
And also, the Panther is associated with southwestern Pennsylvania because of the University of Pittsburgh Panthers.
Exactly.
So if it's
kind of fitting, I guess.
If we deem it Panther piss, we do have to slam it, and unfortunately, it has to be a unanimous decision.
Yeah.
And
definitely
right now. So the rule is, thanks to Sick Puppy, is that if we both unanimously decide that a beer is crap, we will chug it for you. And right now we have probably about half a pint at least. Of our beers left, this is of the Corte Blanc, as I like to call it. The Carte Blanc.
Carte Blanca from Cerveza. Cerveza.
So the rule is, if there's a beer that, like I said, that we unanimously don't like, we're going to slam it.
Get it over with, right?
Yeah, and unfortunately, this one we definitely don't like.
Yeah, this is bad.
This is actually below the Dos Equis and everything else we've had this evening.
I expected this to be a higher class beer, man.
Well, you know, with the way that the label's shaped and everything, I thought it would be like a Stella.
Yeah, it's...
It definitely looks like the Czech beer, the Stella.
It's very disappointing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm pretty bummed out, so...
There's no real flavor to it at all.
Shit beer. How are you do this?
Yeah. So cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, my Spoon.
Cheers to Sick Puppy. Let's do this.
Oh, God. Sour piss ass aftertaste. Oh, man.
Oh, you fucking put hair on your chest. God damn.
We may need a minute to recover. Hey. I mean, we bitch and complain because I had to chug the crap, but at least we get it over with.
Because even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
You're damn right.
Oh, Christ.
You know, I'm not one to drain a beer.
You will never hear us pouring a beer down the drain.
Unlike other podcasts.
All right, so the last beer for this evening on our Cinco de Mayo celebration is Negra
Modelo. It's a dark beer on the label.
According to this, it's a dark beer. It's actually an amber dark lager. And surprisingly, this comes from the Corona Group.
I'm kind of scared Spoon.
I'm kind of scared, and I'm also kind of biased right now because we know how Corona usually goes.
Yeah.
This is about 6%.
Those originally left Corona out of our beer reviews.
But this does have foil on the top, so I do have to peel the foil off of the top of this, which actually, you know what this reminds me of is a Michelob. They used to have the...
Maudit.
Not the Maudit. Oh, yeah, the Maudit too, but the... Yeah, but foil. The Michelob, for most of your standard American beers, does have the foil going around it. This is a gold foil, though. I think that... Was that one silver? Was that silver foil going around it?
No, it was gold on the Maudit. Michelob's gold.
Well, either way, silver.
Yeah.
We're gonna pop this. Here, you got yours.
Mine's popped, baby. Okay, mine's already popped, Spoon.
He already popped. All right, wait. I get a sniff.
What's it smell?
It's the same thing as the rest of it.
It's just bland, man.
Yeah, honestly, I think
all Mexican beer has no smell.
That's the one thing that disappoints me with most Mexican
beer.
Yeah,
there's no aroma to it.
And like I said before,
there's no excitement to this.
Well, the reviews to them say that it's, you know, you're not supposed to think about it, which is probably a reason why.
Yeah, I think I know. I think I figured it out.
A Veta Vigia Vigia Vitamin. All right. So, dude, cheers. Here we go. All right, let's pour this shit.
We're going to pour it and see what it looks like, yeah.
Oh, look at the amber color.
You see, it's not dark, though. It says dark right on the friggin' label.
Yeah, but when you compare it to the other beers we have,
but I guess this is the darkest that Mexicans get.
You know what? Oh, dude. You know what, though? That's like a... That's darker than the Yingling.
Yeah,
that's
dark. I'll give him that.
That's like a Killian's Red type dark.
Yeah, which kind of scares me because I hate Killian's Red.
Oh, really?
I don't know. I don't like the red style of beer.
I do have a funny story to go along with Killian's Red, even though it's not Mexican and not going along with our theme tonight. But when Griff and I were in college, up in his dorm room, he had this plant. It was this cheap-ass plant. I don't know why he got it, but he had this plant. Maybe his mom got it for him or a girlfriend or something.
It wasn't an herb plant, was it?
No, it wasn't an herb plant. Not like that. No, it was just a plant. I think kind of just to bring kind of life to the dorm, which is kind of dull. So we decided that we were going to start feeding it Killian's Red. Whole fucking semester, we feed this thing Killian's Red.
That's where it belongs.
And then, for whatever ungodly reason, we decided to feed it water. Within 2 days, the plant was
dead.
It was flat out. It was, you know.
Your plant's an alcoholic.
It flatlined. It was dead. We had an alcoholic plant, which kind of fits our persona. Because it was perfect for the time. So, yeah, this has a nice...
It's got a nice color to it.
It has a very beautiful color. I like that.
Yeah. I mean,
well, up to the light, that's definitely a nice amber color to it.
Yeah, and you can see through it. It's not that dark, but...
But for a Mexican
beer... No smell, though. A little hop smell to it, but not much.
But, you know, most of your beers will have some kind of a hop smell to it.
Yeah, I mean, this is the beer I was looking forward to. That's why we saved it till last.
Absolutely.
As I've never, ever had or even heard of a dark Mexican beer until this.
So we went to Three Sons and...
Three Sons Dogs and Suds.
Absolutely. Best dogs and suds and you're going to find in Western Pennsylvania. Yeah,
best beer shop around area, anyway.
Dude, cheers.
Cheers. We're going to try this and...
Give us a shot.
Got to open up to chug this crap.
Ooh.
It's got some bite to it.
I like that.
Yeah, me too.
Ooh.
I'm finally impressed.
That definitely has a nice bite to it. Because we can't really judge these on aroma. Because most Mexican beers are...
Nothing so far as... there's a little bit of hoppy smell to it, which is common anyway, but...
Wow, I like that.
Yeah, me too.
I really like this.
I think we're finally impressed by Mexican beer. I'm kind of disappointed with the smell, though. You know, you usually get that nice aroma, but this is nothing. But the taste kind of kicks in the ass. It's good.
It kicks it in the poo-poo.
In the poo-poo.
In the poo-poo. It definitely
doesn't... It's a very anal kick.
It doesn't have a... yeah, you're right. It doesn't have an aroma to it, but... Oh, God, that's... The taste is
surprising, yeah.
It's very good.
I'm actually impressed. Either that or I'm drunk and just don't care anymore.
Wow. I would definitely buy some of this. This is...
Yeah. This is not a party beer, though, I wouldn't think. This is a sipping...
You know what this is?
Sit-down beer.
This is something that you drink while you're, like, grilling.
Yeah.
You're cooking or whatever.
It's a good steak beer. Almost like a porter.
It's close to a porter for the quality.
Yeah.
Wow.
And, you know, yeah, I like this.
Mmm. God, that's delicious.
All the beers we've tried tonight, which is what? This is number four. This is the only one I actually really liked.
And I think it's because of the fact that we're used to, I don't want to say more gourmet beers, but the other beers just, honestly,
bland.
They're bland. They remind us of Molson.
Yeah. I'll agree with that.
Wow.
Because I hate Molson, and those other ones are pretty close.
This is pretty decent. I will say, I am impressed for a Mexican beer.
Yeah,
this,
me too.
And I will say that I was also a little prejudiced coming in thinking that most Mexican beers are like Corona.
Yeah.
And they taste like Mexican well water.
Yep. This is the exception.
And I did try these tonight with, trying to be pretty fair with all my judging.
Open-minded?
Well, as open-minded as I can get without becoming brain dead. But yeah, that's... Wow.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That's a good beer, man.
I
would buy this again.
Wow, this is... I'm definitely liking this. Wow.
Negra Modelo.
You know what, Corona, I will give you props on this.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of embarrassed and shocked to buy Corona.
I really don't want to admit that I like a Corona.
They really should
beer.
Advertise this crap more than the Corona itself.
Well, you know what? There's so many people that are just so influenced by commercials that
right.
are these days.
Corona, I think, is the Budweiser of Mexican beer.
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
And Corona, it's a status thing because they know how to market it. But this, really, Corona, if you're listening right now,
thank you.
Market the shit out of this because this is an excellent
beer. Don't be stupid.
Beer.
This is good beer. Negra Modelo.
You know what? This is the beer of the night.
Yeah.
I'm glad we left this the last one.
Yeah. That was a good idea, man.
I mean, I can see through the bottom of it.
When we were picking the Mexican beers, I saw this one and I thought, we got to save this one till last because I had a feeling this was going to be the gourmet beer of the night.
Well, it came across as a dark beer. And it's one that actually lived up to its name. The other ones, they said, we're a lager.
Yeah, I mean, well, they say dark beer, but...
But you know what, down there, maybe...
that dark of a beer.
Maybe down there that is...
Yeah, exactly. Like maybe it's a Mexican dark beer, I guess.
You know, who knows what kind of regulations they have. Yeah.
It's not a stout, so you can't really compare it to that dark of a beer.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
They aren't really classified. It just has dark beer on the label.
I would buy this again.
Yeah, I would too.
I would hang out and I would buy this and my friends would probably look at it going, what the hell is this shit? Dungeon Gotne Corona?
It's good.
But you know what? This is, if you're a beer snob, this is pretty decent. Mm. I like this.
Yeah. Drunk as shit or pregnant.
Dude, well, if I turned out pregnant, that would explain a lot about me. Mood swings.
Listen to Father Spoon.
From the Church of the Gin, Father Spoon saying, this is good stuff.
Negra Modelo, good food.
I like that.
Yeah, me too. I'm impressed with this, dude. Cheers again.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
I give this my official stamp of approval. Yeah, I gave this to the Killer Penguin, but after I had that for a while, I reneged on my vote. But I'm about halfway through this, and dude, this is good shit.
Yeah.
I like this beer.
I agree.
I'm not going to get all snobbish and say, the aroma, da da da.
Yeah.
No, you know what? This is just a good
beer.
Well,
there is no aroma to this shit.
This is
surprising enough, the taste of it's great.
Oh, yeah, when you're drinking Mexican beer, you're not really looking for aromas and shit like that. Like the one description I saw said, you just want a beer you don't want to think about. You kind of want to take it back to the... If you went on vacation in Mexico, I'm sure you have a completely different opinion of all these beers.
Yeah.
Because you have your own memories set to a certain flavor of beer.
Right.
Like with me and the Pintol from the... But you know what?
And that kind of concerns me.
Depends on where you come from. Maybe you're drinking shit.
I wonder how this beer rates in Mexico, though. I mean, is this something that not normally drank? Is this their craft beer?
I don't know. We have, seriously, this is why we need to have gotten a Mexican on the show tonight.
Yeah.
Someone that's from Mexico. No offense to the Mexicans that are out there, but somebody that's been there that could say...
A legal one would be great.
But you know, someone that can say, okay, this is really the stuff that we drink. It's kind of like when Americans go to other countries and everyone assumes they drink Budweiser and all that shit.
Yeah.
Because, I wouldn't be caught dead. I don't care what bar we're at.
Or what country
you're in. Or what country I'm in. I'm not going to drink Budweiser or Coors.
Right.
I might drink Miller because I kind of dig Miller. But I never Budweiser that shit.
I like it, man. I'm impressed, man. And after, like I said, this is our fourth beer. First three, I was like, I expected crap anyway. But I'm actually shocked by this beer.
You know what this is?
What?
This is the Selma Hayek of of Mexican beers. This is
the Sly Stallone of beers.
I'm the law. I'm the beer. I'm the beer. I'm the law of the beer. seriously, this is supermodel beer. This is good stuff.
I would actually buy this again. Well, actually, it depends on the price of the case. But
yeah, because I mean, if this is like if this is out the ass, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, you could go to.
It's got a yuppie price to
you
it.
You go to your six pack shops.
Yeah.
And you could probably get a six pack of this for $9.50.
I think we paid $2 a beer for this, single bottles.
See, it's with the deal that was going because it had the one cap, so it was probably about $9.50 I think for a six pack.
Yeah.
Which you know what that's where I would pay $6.90 for this.
Yeah, I would too.
Which is saying a lot from a guy like me that pays $12.50 or $12.49 for a 30 pack of Beast Ice.
Well, this has come from a guy that coming to this review tonight. He brought Beast Ice in case all this sucked.
I have a cooler of Beast Ice here just in case because I wasn't sure what to expect. And you know what? I think that Beast Ice is going to stay in that cooler. I'm going to take it back home with me tomorrow.
Oh, you're taking it back home because I ain't staying in my place, brother.
And, yeah, I'm going to be putting that right there back in my beer fridge.
And thanks again for listening to another Should I Drink That podcast. And always remember, even if it's crap, we drink it so you don't have to.